tell us a little bit about your client.
Well, Aaron I've known for years. Aaron's mother passed away when Aaron was about 10, 11 years of age, and his older brothers raised him. They were in college at the time. They went on to graduate themselves. They put Aaron through Mount Carmel, and he graduated in 2010. He's 20 years of age, has no criminal record. When they put the cuffs on him Friday after we turned him in, that was the first time he's ever had handcuffs on him. He's worked two jobs, at least two jobs, both at Federal Express Ground and Ruby Tuesdays, and he's also been involved in promotion business. No juvenile record, no suspensions from school. And so on paper, at first glance, he's the kid that we expect these kids to be.
Is he the man in the video?
Well, I think all of us are the man in the video to a certain extent. We all have that ability to act out of character, act in a way that is disrespectful of other people's rights, civil rights, human rights.
That was pretty violent, though. I don't think everyone's capable of that.
Well, no, stop now, because what he is guilty of is punching this guy. And now, if it had ended there, I would submit that it would not have gone viral. What was really reprehensible and galling was the animalistic approach that predatory approach that others took when this gentleman was unconscious on the ground. But Aaron's act is an act that's repeated Friday and Saturday night throughout this city in Canton and West Baltimore and Fells Point.
Well,
you know, wherever there's alcohol, unfortunately, at the stadium, prior to the Steelers games, these types of things happen.
Well, what does Aaron say? What were his reasons?
Well, no good reason, that's for sure. As he's toying with this gentleman, which he shouldn't have done, the gentleman then moves towards him, thinking that maybe, which was not in fact true, Aaron had taken something out of his pocket. The video clearly shows he didn't. And as he approached Aaron instinctively, I guess, out of fear, attacks first. So it all began for Aaron's involvement with him touching this guy's pockets, which he had no right to do. And then the guy, which he has a right to do, approaches Aaron, believing maybe something had been taken from his pocket.
So what was Aaron doing there outside the Mitchell Courthouse?
Well, like a lot of people, he was just getting out of a club downtown. Keep in mind that this was the morning after, reveling all throughout America, actually maybe even the world, for St. Patty's Day. Clubs were letting out. These people that engage in their reprehensible actions when this gentleman was down on the ground, Aaron had no association with, didn't know him, may have been in the same club as him. There were a number of clubs letting out. Aaron's car was parked, and even the state's attorneys are in possession, police are in possession of video that shows him going to his car. His car was parked feet from where this incident occurred on Calvert, at the corner of Calvert and Lexington Street. That's where his car was parked. The club was just two blocks south. Club Lux between Redwood and Baltimore Street on Calvert Street. So he was walking to his car. A lot of people were walking north to the vehicles or other places. There was another club around the corner that was letting out as well. So there are about three or four clubs in the area that were letting out.
How about the other suspects? Does Aaron know them?
No, he does not know the other suspects, but I'll say this, that in my discussions with the state attorney's office and the police department, they know who they are. They won't be long before those people are all in custody. I think that they have satisfied their interest in the identity of these individuals. But Aaron was unable to give any information about these people because he just didn't know those people like that.
What's he being charged with?
Right now he's being charged with what everybody's being charged with. They threw out a great, huge net. Robbery, conspiracy to rob, theft, assault in the first degree, and I think that's it.
But you're saying Aaron's guilty of some of it?
What I'm saying is that the state has clearly overcharged Aaron, and it is, a reaction, a hysterical reaction, I think, an emotional reaction to what was clearly an emotionally generating activity. But by charging him with robbery. He wasn't involved in robbery. Charging him with first-degree assault. This was not a first-degree assault charge.
What should the charges be?
Second-degree assault. That's where it begins and ends for Aaron. Now, what these other people did after Aaron was engaged in this assaultive behavior was...
Did Aaron walk away?
Did he? Yes, Aaron. They have him getting in the car and driving off. This is according to the statement of charges that was given to him and that was gone over in court this morning. Aaron was seen getting in the passenger seat of a vehicle, a driver, the guy that the only one that he knew out there, who he'd come with, who he left with. They were seen driving away from the scene.
Do you think this was racially motivated?
Not
in any
at
way?
All. No, not at all. No. Not at all. I think, you know, no more so than black on black crime. You know, one might say that, you know, every instance of black on black crime is a hate crime. I mean, you know, who would commit such acts against their own people unless they really have some disregard or even hatred for them? But no, there was nothing along those lines.
Okay.
And I know it's